Very nice. Everyone got food when he came in. I know, like, they're trying to make it like family. That's a little more.
Now, were you here when we set out the Ma'ariv HaKadosh that we got from this version? That was Sunday night.
Oh,
Oh,
I think so.
yesterday. It was yesterday. Today it was Monday.
You were not here yesterday.
So what we came out yesterday was that in the Mitzvah in the Seder Vikuach, he explains what he's bavarning in the whole Perek Aleph. So he basically says that the tzad that he was bavarning by saying that in the Mitzvah inside, he says that a person was not created for his matzav in this world, he was created for a matzav in the next world. What is bavarning with that? What would be the havamina when you were created for the matzav in this world? So he says the havamina was he's bavarning a whole different tzad. I was talking about it was like kofim, like they don't believe in Torah mitzvahs, so you're just created. No. Hashem created the world. Like he said on the bottom, for a tachlis, and we don't know what it is. But there was a tachlis Hashem created the world. But Hashem created the world with such yoifi and such chokhmah and such incredible, details. It's a nice knit. Someone's like, it's not a chiddush that some people are born with chas v'shalom like birth defects. It's a chiddush that everyone else isn't. It's a nice nigla that the details that go into this. So, the nisim and the flois and the gadlus and the boirei. So Hashem, the definition of yoifi is how much it's appreciated and noticed. Otherwise, if it's not noticed, then it's not yoifi. So maybe Hashem created the world for whatever reason, but in order to have the world's yoifi be appreciated, he had to create mankind so that they could be the ones that would appreciate the world. So that's what the tzad was. And mainly, if there's mankind, then you need mitzvahs. Because you can't have mankind without mitzvahs, because mankind would fall apart. And everything would be there to explain the yofi of the world. So, according to that interpretation, Rabbi, it comes out, humfakert from everything, from dasunas, from everything. According to that interpretation, it's not the pshat that the world was created for man. It's the opposite, is that man was created for the world. It
They're pretty new.
means it's the world, and you need man to appreciate the world. So like Monsieur Sham, nay, nay. The world was created for man, not that man was created for the world. The world was created to serve man. Because our tachlis, and we have it. No, so why was man created? Man was not created for this world, because Adam, this world was created for man. So man has an independent reason to be created, which is Elamabal, which is the story of Tachas.
But somebody else would have thought that. I don't know. What was the flip? Who was?
He's explaining what the tzad was. So now he brings a couple chazals in this Seder Vikuach. He does not bring in the regular Sharm. Many chazals to explain this point. Let me go through them. To my dick. Oy b'medrash Koheles, Amru Chazal. Re'eis kol ma'aseh Elokim. B'sha'a shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Adam HaRishon. At the moment of time that Hashem created Adam, Netolei ve'chazira kol ilani Gan Eden. He brought him and took him on the tour of Gan Eden. Amru le, re'ei ma'aseh, kama noyim u'mishubachim. I want you to see all my ma'asim, how beautiful they are. V'chol ma'aseh b'rasi b'shvam b'chol b'rasi. And everything I created was for you. Tein da'itecho shol tekakal v'tachar se'lami. But if you mess up, I'm going to destroy the world. The point of the world was for man, and it's only totally if man is going to utilize it properly, otherwise Hashem is going to destroy the world. Now, of course, to this other theory, that doesn't make sense. Because according to the other theory, the world is the world. You've got to appreciate it. You don't appreciate it? I'll guarantee you'll bring other people that will appreciate it. Which he says, "Beferish." Tonight, Hashem made it tonight with the world. That if the Klal was mekabel the Torah, good. If not, in Cain, what if the Klal wouldn't have been mekabel the Torah? What would happen? Hashem wouldn't destroy the world. Why? Why Hashem destroy the world for? Let Hashem kill those people and bring the people that will appreciate the world. Well, that's the truth of the world. So obviously the reason is because without people, there's no world. The world's only here for the people. The oceans. Why? For a purpose of Avram Avinu. Last week's parsha, Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, Amra, Hashem says, I want you to sell me today your Bechira. So he says, send me to El. Send me your Bechira. So Hashem says, I'll send you the Bechira. And Amru. So, when Yaakov and Esav were together in the womb, he says, look, there are two worlds and there's two of us. This world is full of drinking, eating, business, women, everything. So, what do you want all the above for? And I'll take all the above. Oysa Shah, Natal Esav Chelkoi, Esav took Olam Hazeh, Yaakov Natal Chelkoi B'Olam Haba. Me'ata, so what do you see from that Medrash? Anachnu B'nei Yaakov, Vaday Lo Nivra'anu Lo Olam Hazeh. K'ari Inen Nochal Kim, it's not even for us. El Vaday Tassus Acher Yesh B'Briyaseinu. Must be there's a different Tassus. Lo Nisbar Lo Fiyad Tassus, which according to this opinion is not being explained. Because it means, what was the conversation between Yaakov and Esav? I'll take this world or take the next world. Huh? What's this world? What's the next world? The point is, neither of us have anything. Because we were just created to enjoy the world. So why would I give you this world? That's the ikar. Why would Yaakov tell Esau, hey, take this world? I'd rather this world is the ikar. Hashem wants us to enjoy the world to appreciate his creation. So obviously, that's not the tachlis of the Bria. Okay, then he goes on to what he says in the regular Seder HaPrakim about how it's not mistaber anyway that this world was created for this world because no one really enjoys this world anyway. Okay,
I don't. I'm enjoying.
what?
I'm kind of enjoying it, and maybe I'm not supposed to. But I think it's a pretty good model.
But do you enjoy it because you have meaning in life? What of secular people have no meaning in life. It's kind of stale eventually, no?
No, but
yeah, but does meaning life have to be for
I'm just
Alma?
saying, my
Meaning life
experience
could
has
just
been
be
with the
meaningful.
world.
Let's say all
Mm-hmm.
these guys who do charity and good things, they're doing that for Alma, but they're doing it to be kind.
I mean, they also have meaning, not just.
He says it doesn't make sense, the whole idea, the way God made the world, if that was a tachlis.
How does it happen?
If it was a tachlis, so why do people have to die? Why do people only get to enjoy the world for such a limited amount of time? 67 years, and they're sick for the last 20 years, and then they're babies for the first couple of years, and really, so guys living on this world, how many years of it is he actually enjoying? And then what? And then he dies. What's the purpose of death? Why not just make it that you create a couple of people, they stay alive forever, they enjoy the world, they took the tour, they have lifetime season tickets, and that's it. What do people die for? What will be the purpose of that? All right. So that's why the world that Hashem did create for the purpose is Olam Haba. People don't die. It's taka forever. It's taka nitzias because that makes sense. It makes sense that the taka is next to this, and you're only here temporarily until he dies and goes to the nitzias, goes to the eternity. But if the taka was to enjoy this world, so then this world should be eternal. Right? Would it make no sense that it's so temporary and erratic?
How does he explain those first Ghazals he quoted? In the first Ghazals that he quoted, it was explained that it seemed like this world has some type of tachlis.
No, he's saying the first Ghazals he was quoting was that created the world to serve man. Because you have to do mitzvahs. Why do you have to do mitzvahs? You have to do mitzvahs because you have to do mitzvahs in order to get your place in Olam HaBa. So the only purpose of this world is to help a person gain his position in Olam HaBa. So then it makes sense why it's temporary, because as long as you did what you can, then you're going to go to Olam HaBa now.
Maybe it's the wrong question, but what about Gayu? You know, that's
Goyim can get on Olam HaBa. They have to be subordinate to Yidden, but they also their tachlis is as part of the furniture of the world. They're also part of the furniture of the world. They're not the tachlis of the Bria. They're just the furniture of the Bria. Omar HaChacham.
how do we say Rosh Hashanah davening that? That the whole world should see the Malchus Hashem if they're just subordinate to us. What are you trying to show?
That should be Makir. They're not the Iker. They're all the day, the Agagufa.
What's the focus on that? It's not the focus. It's not even the point.
Well, because that's a raya that's going to be so clear. There won't be a makom in the Bria to be toya.
Not a Tachlis thing. It's like a more of a raya.
Tachlis is Mestama. Is that, well, the
The
Tachlis is
equivalent.
that Hashem's Malchus should be so clear that everyone in the world is Makabalist.
But there's no inherent tachlis to that. That they like it doesn't really matter so much that they're makir. It's just that it's clear and that's just
That was brought in the Ramchal
yeah.
by some.
Yeah,
I not
he had
understand
five
that.
levels there. Yeah, well, there were five levels there. It was a little complicated, that piece. So this is a little bit of a complicated tying it back, which again is not in the Seder HaPrakim paragraph. What's this taina? It explains in the bottom here. Hachasid ton she'im hachach she'im hakavan v'bria sa'adam ha'isa li'shiyah nana b'tuvah sa'olam. So therefore, according to that, nimtzes hakavan alyana b'vatalis, because most people don't enjoy the world. So he says it's a good kasha, but even according to you, it's a question, because Hakadosh created the world for people to do mitzvahs, and they're not doing mitzvahs. So even according to you, Hashem kind of didn't do the tachlis.
Oh, the difference is what you say on
So, meaning the chassid is tightening that the purpose can't be this world, because then Hashem didn't do a good job in creating a world, because his tachlis is not being met. And that the answer is, so the tachlis is the next world. So he said, yeah, but according to you, the tachlis is also not being met, because not everyone uses this world to get to the next world. But he said, that's not a taina, because since this world is not the tachlis, so that it's not a taina if people don't use the hechtimsa properly. Because that's not the tachlis. But if people don't use the tachlis properly, that's a big taina. Because it means the whole tachlis is not happening. It's a whole unspoken shakavataria that's not doesn't appear in the
Unspoken what?
conversation back and forth. It's like totally not apparent in the Mesillas Yesharim. That's it. Another interesting thing is what you said, is that he has a chapter called Torah, which he does not have in the Mesillas Yesharim.
Torah?
Yeah. And another interesting ara is that
Seems
this
like
is
an important chapter to leave out.
that's yeah, definitely. It is. And also, he calls his parak Beis. And the first parak Aleph. The way we have it is that the first one is the introduction. And Chovis Olam Be'olam is Perek Aleph. So I wonder why that's the case.
Yeah, thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.